ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। The previous day, like we saw as to Narada telling that bhakti is easy, very simple, anyamat saulabham bhaktau. For a bhakta, moksha is very easy, very simple. So we find this praising bhakti done by none other than Krishna in many places of Gita. One entire chapter is called Bhakti Yoga and Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Mam Chayu Avyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Purushasa Parapartha Bhaktya Labhyastvananyaya. There are many places Krishna uses Bhakti or says that Bhakti is Sreshtam. So Narada has his own reasons, of course it is the same reason anyway. So Narada gives the reason for his saying that bhakti is easier than all other paths in the next two sutras, the ninth and the tenth sutra. So the ninth sutra Narada says, pramanantarasya anapekshatvat swayam pramanatvat. It's two reasons, but like two are interrelated. So, pramana antarasya anapekshatvat. Pramana antaram. Pramana means proof. Antaram means other. Anapeksham. Anapeksham means not needed, not necessary, doesn't require. So, bhakti doesn't need any other proof. Why it doesn't need any other proof? Swayam pramanatvat. It is by in itself proof. It doesn't need any other proof. So swayam phalarupata iti brahma kumaraha. It's almost the same thing. So bhakti, does bhakti require any proof? Bhakti doesn't need any proof. What proof is required? It itself is the proof. Swayam pramanatva, it itself is the proof. So what does that mean? It means that bhakti doesn't have to be proven by anything else. Bhakti is something which we experience ourselves. That which we experience ourselves, we cannot prove it through any external means. We can know whether it is there or not. The external proofs, whatever we call external proofs, are not real proofs. Until in the recent few years, or maybe like 10-20 years back, or still back, like if you go a little back, then there was no clock. When a child used to take birth, there would be no clock. The time is kind of approximate. But today, exact time can be found. Of course, in ancient times, there used to be just one father, or like only one person who can be called the father. Today, it can be anyone. Anyone under the sky can be a father. Of course, there are tests to prove it. But proofs, whatever we call as proofs, external proofs, can be manipulated. We find in many places that people like manipulate proofs with money, with power. Proofs can be manipulated. That's why corruption, people say corruption. There are many people who are against corruption, anti-corruption, and they become so anti-corrupt that they take money in order to prove other people are corrupt. So that means they become corrupt to prove that other people are corrupt. So anti-corruption and all those things are there. So that means external proofs are always like we can't guarantee, there is no 100% guarantee. So if we go to weather.com, they'll say, or whether if we watch the weather channel, they'll say, tomorrow scope of rain 80%, snowfall 6 to 8 inches of snowfall is possible. If we go into an aeroplane, like flight, they'll say, if we are like if all the conditions are fine, then like we will reach our destination by this much time. So the flight total duration is so much, but it is dependent on the weather condition or other things. We say, like, some people might say, oh my, I have a my SLA is quite high, our SLA is very good. All of a sudden, what will happen? Instead of going from New York to Florida, we'll end up with the World Trade Center. Or if we are lucky, we may even end up at the Pentagon. So that is what will happen. So external proofs are never proofs. It's only the so-called scientist or scientific reasoning people think that external proofs are genuine proofs. You can't say they are genuine. They are not at all genuine. But for bhakti, which is internal, you don't need any proof. It itself is proof. And like it is not proof for oneself, it is also proof for others. How can we know whether a person is a true bhakta? Tat prapya tadeva avalokiti tadeva shrunoti tadeva bhasheti tadeva chintayati. After having attained this or addicted to this love, a person who has been love stricken, a person who has been bitten by this Ishvara premam, such a person will see only that premam, which means Ishvara. He'll only hear about Ishvara. He'll only speak about Ishvara. He'll only be thinking about Ishvara. Sarvam Ishvara Mayam. Everything will become Ishvara. Everything will be pervaded by Ishvara. So let's say, like, we go to such a person and we say, like, we talk to him and say, oh, what do you think about the recession? Oh, recession, like, I think recession will be there for some more time. And like, Obama is doing quite a good job. But I think, like, in ancient times, the kings used to do a very good job. And you know why? Even when the great Mahabharata Yuddham came, like, it had a good ending. Why, you know? Because Krishna was there. It is because of Krishna. Oh, what about, like, global warming? Oh, global warming. I think, like, global warming is kind of a bit threatening. It is definitely threatening. And, like, you know why that is happening? That is happening because, like, we are not using sun's rays properly, because ozone depletion or any other things. Okay, sorry, global warming means, like, I'm sorry, it's the other way around. So sun is being overutilized, so that is why. And you know, like, whom, if we want to control the sun or control the energy from the sun, then what do we have to do? We have to catch hold of the person who fears sun, or like who is feared by the sun. And who is feared by the sun? Ishvara bhaya dasya agnistapati bhaya tapati surya. So again, that is Ishvara's glory, you know. Sun fears Ishvara. So in such a way, like a true bhakta, whatever is the topic, wherever he is, he will bring in Ishvara somehow. So bhakti, we can know externally as to whether bhakti is there. How can we know internally as to whether bhakti is there? So it is proof in itself, because externally it is proven. It doesn't need external proof, but like a person can clearly see, and internally he can identify himself. How? Shanti Rupat Parama Ananda Rupat Cha. Because this bhakti, this premam is, okay, don't get confused that Narada is talking about premam and it's not bhakti. Bhakti and premam, true love, premam, pure premam is bhakti. So shanti rupam, this bhakti is of the nature of peace, and paramananda rupam, ultimate bliss. So how can we know whether we have, we are the, like we have been chosen chosen by Ishvara to say, I am going to shower you with premam today. Your D-Day has come. Of course, Ishvara doesn't do that. It is we who make the choice. Ishvara is showering. So Ishvara is showering premam. But like we think that it is not that attractive. So if it is some, Ishvara sends some dollars, then like it's kind of better. At least it will help the recession. What will I do with premam? I'll become another amma, and that's not good for me. That's not good for the country. So I don't want that. So what do? Simple. We hold an umbrella and Ishvara's premam goes down. Of course, Ishvara's premam is very, though we think that, oh, Ishvara's premam, we don't think so high of it. Devas or devatas are waiting to get it. So in Mahabali Charitam, in Bhagavatam, when Mahabali says, oh Ishvara, place your feet on my head, I offer myself unto you. At that time, Vamana looks at the devatas who are standing in the sky witnessing this. He says to them, Oh Devas, this, look at Mahabali, he has achieved what you guys cannot even dream about. So devatas are also waiting, devatas know, and they are waiting to get this premam. So that is wherever Bhagavatam is read, all the devatas, all the rishis, even Shuka Brahma Rishi, they run there to witness it, to listen to it. So it is very rare, it is very high. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvatah. Out of 1,000 people striving, only like few people will really achieve. So out of many people, few strive, and out of those strivers, only very few will get it. Prakashate kvapi patre, Narada himself said, like it shines in few people, like who are blessed, few blessed individuals. So how do they become blessed? They don't become blessed because they are, Ishvara places his hand on their head. They don't become blessed because of that. They become blessed because they strive for it, they work for it. And as we saw earlier, like how does a person work for it? A person works for it by filling his entire world with Ishvara. When a person makes everything Ishvara Mayam, when a person tries to see Ishvara everywhere, Yadanna Kangiladu Narayana Pratima, whatever is seen is Narayana's Pratima, Yadanna Kelkiladu Narayana Shrutikal, whatever is heard is Narayana's Shruti. Yadunnu cheyigiladu Narayana archanagal, whatever is being done, those are offerings to Narayana. Yadunna dagiladu Narayana, whatever is there is Narayana alone. So when a bhakta, as we saw, like yat karoshi adashnasi yajho shidadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam, whatever a person does, do it as an offering unto Ishvara. Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya kritam. So that is the way to embrace this premam. And once we embrace this premam, the more and more we embrace it, of course it is addictive. Pratikshana vardhamanam. Each moment like it will grow. But the more we try to implement that premam, that bhakti, shanti, anandam, so peace, bliss, all those will be experienced by such a person. So a person who is implementing bhakti, implementing prema, will find that he is becoming overly happy. Overly means not for any reason. It's not because it is like income taxes are due, and like he gets a huge refund back. It's not because of that. It's not because like Obama's bailout package is helping him out. It's not because of any other reason as well. The reason is as simple. The reason is very simple. The reason is because he has found out the source of Anandam. It is Ishvara. Wherever Ishvara is there, Anandam will be there, because Ishvara's very nature is Anandam. Wherever there is pig, you obviously know what to find there. Filth will automatically be there. Wherever dogs are there, barking, you cannot sleep. Of course, today, like wherever humans are there, there also you cannot sleep because people snore. So that's also there. Or people walk, night walking. It's a kind of a cool thing to do these days. So anyway, wherever Ishvara is there, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Ishvara is Satchidanandam. So Anandam. Ishvara is Ananda Swarupam. Narada himself said earlier, like Amrita Swarupa, that is the same as Amrita means Anandam. So wherever Ishvara is there, there will be Shanti, there will be Anandam. So such a person, like a person who has experienced love, or who is experiencing love, who is moving towards pure love, towards devotion, such a person, like, he doesn't need any proof. He doesn't need to, like, if a person is exercising, then like exercising to reduce weight, then he has to have some proof. Even though he is exercising, he is eating very less, it doesn't matter, he has to weigh. Without weighing, he cannot get any proof. That is the proof. So proof, external proofs are required for other things, but for this premam, external proof is not at all required. Are we becoming more peaceful? Are we becoming more blissful? And often the best way to judge whether we are peaceful, we are blissful, is by looking around us, looking at people around us. So as Krishnamrita Prana Swamini said, like when Amma, the way to find out like as to which way Amma went is simple. People who are blissful, Amma would have definitely gone that way. Because Amma is Ishvara, Ishvara, wherever Ishvara is there, there will be bliss spread. Kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yata chetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. So a person who has known the self, person who has gone beyond kama krodham, who has controlled his mind, around such a person bliss will be dancing. And the perfect example for this is Krishna. Of course, if we think Krishna is kind of very old or too old now to be blissful, then like we have Mahatmas like Amma and others, where like we go to them, we will get bliss. So though we may not understand as to why, we may not even be following them completely, we may not even implement like 1% of what they do, but still that Anandam is kind of a spreading disease. It is a contagious disease, that once like we meet a person who has this premam, then obviously it means we get a taste of it. If we get a taste of it, then it has started giving its fruit, or like it has begun its work, we can say its work. So this is like in many places we can find Shastra Vasana mentioned. So Loka Vasana, or Vasana about worldly objects, Vasana is common, but Shastra Vasana, the person who starts learning the scriptures, that becomes a vasana. He wants to learn more and more. A person who has got tasted this premam. So if we like once we go out to a particular restaurant and have some food which is very delicious, then like the next time we will want to go there again and again. It is addictive. But the same applies to bhakti as well, prema as well. Except that the intensity of prema or in the intensity of the pull of prema will be much, much more than that of worldly pleasures, because the object has eternal bliss, infinite bliss. Therefore, the pull will also be infinite. So, a person who has experienced this prema, tasted this prema, he'll want to experience it more and more. The more and more he experiences it, there'll be bliss around such a person. People will flock around such a person. People will be happy to be in such a person's presence because they get bliss. Of course, in that case, Obama should be flocking around Amma, but he is like now flocking around Gordon Brown and like the French and German ambassadors or foreign ministers or presidents. So why is it that, like, isn't it contrary to what you just said? Okay, those are people like who haven't experienced this premam. Premam, like even for premam, in order to experience premam, there is a qualification for it. So, not anybody can get into the United States. Not anybody can get into some place. There is a qualification for everything. So, we can't wear ragged clothes and go to the court. We'll be thrown out. There is a qualification for that. With respect to dress, with respect to job, qualification is there for everything. Even for prema, even for true love, there is a qualification. The qualification is an open mind. Of course, this is the simplest qualification. And since it is the simplest qualification, it is the toughest as well. Politicians like Bush or Obama, or for that matter, Jayalalitha met, when she was minister, she met Kanchi Shankaracharya. But a little later, she put, like, when they were put into jail, like, she was the person responsible for putting them into jail. Same person. Why? Because openness. So most of the time, there are preconceived notions about things. Our mind is tainted by dvaitam or dvandva bhavam, either pro or con in everything. Therefore, if with that attitude, we will not be able to get bliss, experience premam. If we don't experience premam, we will not be pulled by it, and we will never seek it as well. So only a person who has tasted premam will run behind premam. Person who hasn't tasted it, or like who, even when such a person tastes premam, so imagine that, like, we are eating payasam, very beautiful payasam. Unfortunately, the day we are eating it is when we have fever. So if we have fever, we cannot have proper taste. It will not be good at all. We will not like it. Oh, payasam, oh, that was awful. It was not awful. It is always tasty. It's one of the tastiest food. But there was something wrong with us. Therefore, we consider it to be not tasty. Therefore, it is no longer attractive. But it is not at all attractive for us. So therefore, that is the reason why, like, out of the Krishna said that out of thousands of people, only few strive to for this. But if a person strives for this premam, a person has an open mind and approaches, a person who is blissful, truly blissful, and Mahatma like Amma or Balakrishna Nair, immediately he will get an experience, he will get a glimpse of that premam, and then he will want to attain that premam more and more. And like when he implements premam more and more, and he strives to be a bhakta more and more, he doesn't need any external proof, but internally he will feel peaceful, he'll feel blissful. Nothing has changed. The entire world, the sun, the moon, the stars, the world, recession, everything is the same. The same old house, same old job, same old cash, same old food. Nothing has changed. And what has changed really? The inner attitude. There is, the mind is peaceful, the mind is blissful. Earlier the mind was restless, the mind was always sad, angry or sad, whereas now the mind is calm, the mind is blissful. And this is possible by implementing prema, which is remembering that this entire world is one Ishvara. Whatever is there is only Ishvara. Matta paraparam nanya kinchidasti dananjaya. There is nothing different from me here, O Arjuna. Mayeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya. Fixing the mind and the intellect, with the mind always remembering Ishvara, and with the intellect asserting that this Ishvara to be all pervasive, Ishvara to be the substratum of the world, Ishvara to be the essence of everything, existence of everything, whatever exists is Ishvara only, just Nama Rupam. So the more we remember this, the more premam like we will get. The more premam we get, the more peaceful and blissful we will be, which is the ultimate goal of life. We will continue in the next day. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to experience the increase of peace, the increase of bliss in our lives. Namaskar.